Want to kick things off this afternoon with a special guest, Catherine Gahano, joining me to start the afternoon version of Santa's Day on 630 CHED. Catherine received toys as a child. Hi, Catherine. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, Catherine, you sound so happy today. Tell me, what are your memories? Tell me your story. And you received toys as a child. Tell me about that. What do you remember?
So growing up, my mom was a single parent, and we didn't really have any family here or many supports. And, you know, she worked really hard to make sure all my needs were met, but sometimes, you know, bills can kind of be hard and to make ends meet. So I just remember her kind of telling me about this and not really quite understanding it and getting excited as I, like, opened the gift and just kind of, like, seeing all of that, all the toys, obviously, as a child.
Catherine, do you remember those toys being delivered?
I do. Yeah, I remember being quite shy. So my mom opened the door. But just like seeing those people out there, I think they kind of looked very excited to do it.
So I suspect, Catherine, at the time, you weren't really 100% sure what was going on. But when you reflect now, when you reflect back on that time and you reflect on those people coming to the door and handing over that bag of presents that gave you a chance to open something on Christmas Day, what goes through your mind now?
Yeah, I just feel like I remember being so excited and thankful getting those gifts. Like, most of my toys growing up were used, so it just felt really nice to have something, like, brand new and, like, got to open them right out of the box. Yeah, it was just really nice to have that Christmas cheer.
Catherine, how many years ago was this?
Quite a few years. I'm now in my 20s. But okay. I remember doing that for quite a few years, and we had family friends who received the program as well. So,
and so when you, you know, if you were to tell someone who's sitting here going, okay, you know what, maybe they're new to Edmonton, maybe they haven't heard about 630 CHED Santa's Anonymous, maybe they're not sure of the impact it has on a young person's life, on a child's life, on a family, and it's not just you, but, you know, easing the weight for your mom as well, what do you tell them and what do you want them to know?
Yeah, I feel like Santa's Anonymous is just like an amazing program that's available, and that it really helps families make sure that their children don't miss out on experiences and that children feel similar to the kids that, like, we know and we go to school with. I feel like, too, like, every child really does deserve a gift for Christmas and to experience that Christmas magic. And it's just an amazing program that we all can do and give back to, whether it's just donating a gift or even just helping out and volunteering.
Have you had an opportunity to do that, to come down to the depot since that time as being a child and receiving those presents and getting involved in a different way?
I have not been able to come down to the depot, but because I did receive gifts from Santa's Anonymous growing up, that was something really close to my heart. So each Christmas season, me and my partner will always go to either Walmart, Toys R Us, or Winners, and we'll kind of grab a car and load it up with just all the toys that we would have loved receiving as a child. And we just get so excited, really thinking about how happy they are going to be, too, when they get that.
Do you remember the toys that you received? Do you remember one that was really special?
Yeah, there's kind of two gifts that stick out to me. So one was like a huge kit of puzzles. I just remember how fun it was sitting with my mom, and we'd like organize all the pieces by color and the edges, and we would just make all these pictures together. And my second gift would probably be Monopoly. We would just spend hours and hours with my friends getting really competitive and just all the laughs we shared.
Oh, Catherine, I want to thank you so much for sharing your story and the story of you and your mom and 630 CHED Santa's Anonymous. And I want to thank you as well for continuing to be involved in the program and giving back. Merry Christmas to you and your family, and thank you for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Take care. Catherine Gaharno joining me. And Catherine, as you heard, now in her 20s, but received toys as a child from Santa's Anonymous.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.